intro. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, March 4th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. We will talk about that a little bit today. You know, I don't want to chronologue the American decline. There's an interesting article. There's some interesting stuff. Newsmax had a piece on Norman Rockwell. I've seen a few things on Norman Rockwell floating around lately. For example, last month, the Vox article, The Awakening of Norman Rockwell. For decades, the artist Saturday Evening Post covers championed a retrograde view of America. And that's kind of what I was thinking this morning. I don't want to chronologue the continuing retrograde of America. Continuing, it reads, "This is the story of the politically turbulent 1960s, a singular painting and Rockwell's unlikely change of heart." My understanding, the last cover that he did for the Post was that JFK cover, which is interesting. So, the retrograde. And I don't think it's just a view. You know, many people would argue that things are better in many ways in America, but then I would say we have lots of curious things. We're doing curious things. Why do we see more and more performances and so-called entertainment like Lady Gaga's thing that look like they just can't wait to get back to ancient Egypt, or maybe somewhere between ancient Egypt and Metropolis? It's very strange. I don't understand any of that. But at any rate, one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is Chuck Missler. Chuck Missler was an interesting figure. I have thought about looking for, in fact, I did look yesterday a little bit on YouTube for Chuck Missler talking about Bretton Woods, which was interesting. He had Chuck Missler was an interesting figure, crossover figure, so to speak, bridging many disciplines. Guy who went to West Point, who was pedigreed at one point a billionaire, I believe, and then, you know, fell from grace, I think, to a certain extent. And my conjecture is that the reason that Chip Missler fell over dead of a heart attack in his early 30s while out jogging one day was because Chuck Missler was talking about things a little too close to home. If you want an example of what I'm talking about, do a search for Chuck Missler Edomites. And so, you know, that's, you'll get an idea what I'm talking about. Maybe we should just play a video real quick. It will do that. But I think that a clue, you know, when Chuck is giving these talks and he has that six-pointed thing behind him. What is that? It's not a pentagram. It's a sextagram, I think, is what it would be called. I don't know. Maybe that's going a little far, but just as an example, we'll play this real quick. You'll see what I mean. A guy who talked about Walter Martin. Who's heard of Walter Martin these days? Kids, young people, you need to look at, what was it? I think it was TBN, that one, the last broadcast they let him be on, where he basically brought the thunder, Walter Martin. Look, people, You know, he gave him the Daniel version of the discussion. You can say whatever you want, but at the end of the day, God will not be mocked. Any questions? Awesome. Anyway, yeah, young people, you need to know who Walter Martin was. Courageous champion of the faith. A guy who was running around, well, not really running around, but, you know, debunking the rise of so-called Christian, actual, you know, cult establishments coming out of the 19th century in particular. You know, the Russell Trust and others funding these things. And that starts to get into some really, you know, controversial ground. For example, the eugenicists were also the late 19th century, early 20th century eugenicists. Obviously, Francis Galton coined the term, but the idea had pre-existed. And they were very interested in sort of commingling and leavening what I would call Orthodox Christianity with these cults, which will remain nameless for now. So anyway, here's Chuck Missler. This video someone posted on YouTube, it's part of a talk Chuck Missler gave, a study talk. But this clip is titled Dr. Chuck Missler, NWO, Jews Are Actually Edomites. So go ahead, please.
This is the classic map. It shows you the Amorites and Moab and Edom and so on. The Nabataeans are putting pressure on Edom. So Edom crosses over and sets up a kingdom called Idumea. That's the Greek way of speaking of Edom. That's the Greek, Idumea. And you can find even into the Roman period maps that have this rough outline for the land of Idumea. Okay. Hebron remained under Edomite control until Judas Maccabeus retook the city under Jewish control in 164 B.C. 38 years later, 126 B.C., they had to be reconquered by the Jewish army under Prince and High Priest John Hyrcanus. But here's something that most people miss. The Idumeans were forced to die, flee, or be proselytized into Judaism. We're all very familiar with the Jews that were mercilessly forced to become Christians under the Inquisition. That kind of abusive procedure never produces anything instructive, obviously. But most of us don't realize the Jews did the same thing. They forced Edomites, to become Jews. They don't really become Jews. They pretend to become Jews, right? I have been puzzled in recent years, as I discovered when I deal with a lot of rabbis, when they speak of the globalists, these powerful people that are presumably trying to move the planet Earth to a global government, the people that hold those views, rabbis speak of the globalists as Edomites. And I asked them, I said, hey, where do you get that? Why do you call them Edomites? They looked at me sort of surprised. And they point out that there are people in very powerful circles that most people think are Jewish, but they're not. They're Idumeans. Most of us think of Rothschild. We think of Rothschild. We don't pronounce it properly. It's Rothschild. It's Red Shield. It has an Edomite root. So does Rockefeller. So does Roosevelt. Red World, and so on. So there's some undertones here. The Edomites are bubbling up through our society invisibly. So,
interesting stuff. You know, for you don't usually hear that. Can we agree? You know, for especially for a guy with his background and his pedigree. When was the last time you heard a West Point graduate who was always deeply in love with the Bible? I would say, I mean, I don't think that anyone could really dispute that. He always had a deep love for the Bible, from what I understand, anyway. That kind of background, technology, billionaire status at one point, you know, Western Digital and bringing technology to the Soviet Union. I wonder what Anthony Sutton would have to say about that. running in, you know, very powerful elite circles, you might say, and then talking about these kinds of things. And there were many more things. I mean, Chuck Missler was, man, you know, like I said, that the Bretton Woods stuff that he was doing was interesting. In 2007, here's an example. Something happened around 2008, you know, September 2007, 8, somewhere in that period. Something, you know, a period of significant turbulence began anew, a new episode, shall we say. And I was going to K-House and listening to Chuck on those Tuesday nights at the time, before that. It was interesting getting his perspective on things. So here's an example. Chuck Missler, August 1, 2007, The Vortex Strategy, Part 1. Events over the past few years have caused many informed observers to be concerned over the increased precariousness of our strategic horizon. In addition to natural disasters such as Hurricane Katrina and the continuing terrorist threats promising a major sequel to 9/11 and the probability of rogue nuclear attacks of various kinds, anyone who is relying on smooth waters over the next 12 to 18 months is simply among the ranks of the underinformed. To prepare for potentially volatile uncertainties, some years ago we published a series of suggestions which we called the Vortex Strategy, and in view of our current horizon, it seems appropriate to review some of those ideas. And it was interesting, you know, he talked about, so one of the big headings, the next big heading is the impending monetary crisis. Then the oil exporters, then the quiet game, and some other things. It's just interesting. You didn't hear somebody in those circles talking about Bretton Woods. He mentioned hyperinflation. The threat of hyperinflation isn't just theoretical. Germany in 1920 saw food prices double every 49 hours. A loaf of bread in 1920 cost 1 mark. In 1923, a loaf of bread cost 726 million marks. My grandparents, he writes, sold a restaurant which, when the escrow was opened, was worth enough to retire on. Yet, by the time escrow closed, the proceeds could only purchase a loaf of bread. That's hyperinflation. In the 1990s, Russia's currency devalued from 100 rubles per dollar, 100 rubles to the dollar in 1994, to 30,000 rubles to the dollar in 1999. So just 5 years. And then he wrote, the United States is now the largest debtor in the world, with a number that is somewhat irrelevant by today's standards. What is that, $48 trillion? These obligations will ultimately have to be met with much cheaper dollars. And that's what Jim Rickards said 2 years later in September 2009. And we play that clip every once in a while, because that was another one of those things where people were listening. It was shocking what he actually said on CNBC. And then Chuck quotes Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So when was the last time you heard, let's just call him a pastor, because, you know, that's the function here, you know, talking about gap accounting, which obviously we had moved away from by that time. When was the last time you heard a pastor talk about Bretton Woods? The tendency of price in dollars was additionally reinforced by the 1944 Bretton Woods Agreement, which established the IMF and World Bank, which was, by the way, as much of a coup for the world as the Federal Reserve was, the not federal, not reserve was here. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
Welcome back.
River running free, you know how I feel.
You know, it's interesting. When we look around, there are so many things that have been normalized in America now that just are not normal. This concept of the specious currency, that we've gone through that now. It seems with the younger generations, they don't, you know, because we're in such a socialized mode now, and we have been since the early 20th century, really. We've been getting these waves of socialism. Really, that's what the progressive, that's one of the underlying motives of what the progressive era architects were constructing. It's socialism for the people and kind of fascism for them. You know, you get a socialized equality of all things in the fashion that George Bernard Shaw spoke of, and they get a fascist, you know, stronger together, bundle of sticks, kind of more control, because, you know, we got a few of us standing stronger together, as Hillary Clinton would say. And, you know, that way when your foundation does something naughty, you know, you might get a little slap on the wrist in the press, but nothing bad really ever happens. When you're, you know, committing crimes of state in various ways, or, you know, just assassinating people, or actually, you know, they don't get their hands dirty. People just conveniently suicide themselves all around them. You know, since you're stronger together, you don't have to worry about those sorts of things. And so Chuck Missler talked about some of this stuff in sort of veiled ways. And don't get me wrong, there were some curious things. Again, that flag in the background was curious, as well as, you know, things like the EMP stuff. The EMP thing, I always thought was curious. There's not going to be an EMP attack. When you think about the infrastructure that bad guys invest in, they want to get a return on stuff, and it's the control that technology represents. You know, the hardware that would be destroyed. There aren't enough Faraday cages to go around to, you know, I think an EMP attack would be a good thing, you know, something that would destroy technological infrastructure. And what that would do, you know, reminds me of They Live, John Carpenter's They Live. You know, it would shut off the signal. You have to understand how different this is, and how, you know, the guys that have studied, you know, that dark Jack Parsons stuff, JPL, you know, the stuff that came out of Nazi Germany, things like remote viewing and theoretical physics sort of combined, where they're trying to see the future, predict the future, you know, shape it in very dark and sinister ways, including incorporating technology, trying to, you know, read people's minds and things, and those kinds of things. They don't want to, the people who create that kind of infrastructure don't want to destroy it, and an EMP would do just that. There aren't enough Faraday cages to go around. So things like that, you know, with his background, I thought was curious. The EMP threat is kind of like the global warming threat, the threat of global warming that the Club of Rome wrote about back in the 70s, just never quite has emerged to the extent we've heard, right? We're not all underwater yet, so. But, you know, Chuck Missler talking about the impending monetary crisis, you know, and this, just this little bit, and I'll leave it at that. From the oil exporter section of this article titled The Vortex Strategy, Part 1, up until the early 1950s, U.S. dominated world oil production. So sales of oil and natural gas on international markets had been exclusively denominated in dollars. The U.S. in those days accounted for half or more of the world's annual oil production. That, of course, has drastically changed. We are entering a period in which we need to import almost 70% of our requirements. Enter the peak oil advocates. Okay, the tendency, it doesn't say that, I add that parenthetically. The tendency to price in dollars was additionally reinforced by the 1944 Bretton Woods Agreement, which established the IMF and World Bank and adopted the dollar as the currency for international loans. We got to have a lender of last resort. And then, you know, we'll blow that out, but first we got to have... And what happened to the lender of last resort? It became the debtor of most resort. As a result, you know, lending it all out. The gold standard, quote-unquote, was also established. U.S. dollar was to be convertible to gold by foreign governments. However, by the 1970s, foreign dollar holdings had grown to five times the available gold. So in August 1971, August 15, 100 years after Pike's letter, President Nixon suspended all gold payments. Who talks about that from a pastoral position? We'll be right back.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. Dr. Anthony Fauci is testifying before the House Appropriations Subcommittees today, and that's interesting, too, watching that modulated health crisis. How does James Corbett say that? The Centers for Disease Creation and Proliferation, I think is how he says it. So watching his testimony in the breaks, I sort of catch it a little bit. And this is an interesting deal. He put out an interesting video on that yesterday, in fact. Which, again, no surprise that people not connected. I haven't been in contact with him, and I'm coming to the same conclusion. Anybody paying attention sees that, gosh, there's a lot of hype, and I keep referring back to the 2009 thing for obvious reasons. The things that are sort of indelibly etched in my mind, the fact that on April 30th, 2009, Robert Gibbs came out, and we played that clip last week, I think. I remember those words, highly, highly, highly unlikely. I'll never forget the three highlies. The press corps is going nuts. And Gibbs says, it's a non-issue, guys. There's nothing to worry about. And literally a week later, Verachip says, well, we have a chip that can detect this. And then in September, remember the Reuters article I keep mentioning? Shares triple on the announcement that they had the exclusive rights to two patents that would allow them to create a human implantable virus detection chip. That didn't go away. The 2004 FDA RFID guidance, you know, implantable systems for patient detection and identification, that didn't go away. This technology, you know, the merger of Verachip and Steel Vault to create positive ID, these things didn't go away. So what do bad guys expect if not a return on investment? And speaking of that, return on investment, what are they getting? Another interesting video that James Corbett put out was a talk with Daniel McAdams yesterday, and the video is titled Shocking Development, Koch Soros Think Tank is Promoting World Peace, Isn't Promoting World Peace, Is Not Promoting World Peace After All, which no one's surprised about. The Zek just wants to survive. So Anthony Fauci is an interesting character. From the NIH website, NIAID subdivision, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases subdivision of the National Institutes of Health. This is from his bio. Dr. Fauci was appointed director of NIAID in 1984. He oversees an extensive research portfolio of basic and applied research to prevent, diagnose. I mean, if you want to know who Anthony Fauci is, listen to someone like Del Bigtree, for example. And you'll know who Anthony Fauci is. He oversees an extensive research portfolio of basic and applied research to prevent, diagnose, and treat established infectious diseases such as HIV, AIDS, respiratory infections, et cetera, Ebola, Zika. NIAID also supports research on transplantation and immune-related illnesses, including autoimmune disorders, asthma, and allergies. The NIAID budget for fiscal year 2020 is an estimated $5.9 billion. That's just the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases subdivision of NIH. Dr. Fauci has advised six presidents, you know, the president's foreign policy advisors, wink, wink, the Philip Drew administrators. Dr. Fauci has advised six presidents on HIV/AIDS and many other domestic and global health issues. Naturally. He was one of the principal architects of the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, PEPFAR, a program that has saved millions of lives throughout the developing world. Yeah. President's emergency plan for AIDS relief. So there's more, but we'll leave it at that. That's, you know, I think for anyone that has half a clue, there are many questions that arise just from his bio. Anyway, enough of that for the moment. Let's go to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, this is the first time that I would disagree with you, but when you played Chuck Missler's clip there, that made a lot of sense. That explained a lot of things to me. I thought Missler was a little in error about interpreting or his view of the Bible, the Word. But about the Edomites, that explains a lot. Now, in 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door. And I think about 1740, Rome created the Jesuits, their army, to destroy the Protestants. Now, if I have the name right, Justinian, in 538 A.D., that was the start of the 1260 years Dark Age until 1798, and I won't explain all that. But they discovered that it started before 538 A.D., but the church was keeping Sunday as the Lord's Day, the Holy Day, and the Jews were keeping the true Sabbath, Saturday. So they started persecuting and killing the Jew Christians, but they discovered that that Christians were agreeing with the Jewish Sabbath. So the Dark Ages went from 538 A.D. until 1798. They were killing Christians. But when you clip about Chuck Messler's The Edomites, that explains a lot, because, you know, people blame everything on the Jews. That's all you hear. And if you, and I don't agree with political Israel whatsoever.
Yeah.
But there's a total difference between today's political Israel and Israel in the Bible. But I should have wrote down some crib notes. But that Messler's, that soundbite you played, just cleared a lot of things up for me. But most Jews are probably Caesarean Jews. And they call themselves Jews and think of themselves Jews, but they're not of the Jewish, how do you say, not heritage, but by birth and by heritage. So they're just confused or is wrong, and that's the result of all this. Is political Israel. But the Red Shield, Evelyn D. Rothschild, and I can't remember what year he said it, but he said that we are the Rome's church. In other words, we are the Vatican's church.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't take up any more time today, and, you know, unless you want to make some comments or whatever. But that last clip about Messler just made a lot of sense to me that I haven't quite figured out, you know. So I guess I'll let you go.
Well,
have a good day.
Thank you, Fred.
Go ahead.
You too. It's a very controversial discussion, obviously, but I think it's an important one. And to me, the first evidence, it's such a slippery discussion, and it seems extremely difficult for people to comprehend. It doesn't, it's, the beginning of it is not that difficult, I think. If you go back to Genesis 10, people, you can see that there is some funny business going on these days with the names. And a lot of, in my view, you know, the Ezekiel 38 discussion comes back to these names. It's a familial turf war, as far as I'm concerned. The nations grow out of these family names. And Genesis chapter 10, the sons of Japheth were Gomer and Magog and Madai and Javan and Tubal and Meshech and Tyrus. These are interesting names when you skip forward to places like Ezekiel 38. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz and Riphath and Togarmah. And so, and then you have so Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And after the flood, you know, that was all that was left. It was Peter that reminds us that eight made it out of the flood. Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their three wives. And so we hear that if you don't like certain people, you're called anti-Semitic, and that the etymology of that word derives from Shem. You don't like Shem and his descendants, apparently. So the point is, the folks that are called Ashkenazi are not descendants of Shem, but the grandson of Japheth. Ashkenaz was the grandson of Japheth. And so there's funny business right there with the names that people should dig into, and from there, you know, it does get tricky. I think the history has been largely occluded intentionally, but that's my perspective. Well, so just to, I don't know, just to kind of summarize that, what we played that Chuck Missler said, and I'm still out on this a little bit, but what Chuck Missler said is in direct contrast to what someone like Jack Otto said.
Well, you know, I think I called in Monday and talked about last week when you mentioned Hebrews chapter 5, and I was talking about baby Christians and how ignorant Protestants are, and Catholics too, and that's rather harsh. But for the last 3 months, every Sunday, I talk to a pastor after church, just him and I. He's different faith than I, but like it says in the Word, you know, I have sheep in other pastures, and they know my voice. And we can talk, and we discuss, and he knows the Bible fairly well, but, you know, I believe there's errors in his thinking and in his training. But we can reason together, and we're working it out. Now, I went to a Lutheran church and talked to a young pastor and a theologian, quite bright. I think he can speak Hebrew. I don't know, but there's no reasoning with him whatsoever. But this pastor that I'm talking to, and I wish I could talk to a lot of pastors and all denominations, not all 35,000 Protestant faith, you know, that's absurd and ridiculous, but none of them take that into consideration, you know. The truth is the truth is the truth. The Word is the Word, and the Bible is the Bible. But, you know, it's said all the time, well, that's your interpretation of it. But you've got to study on your own. And when I talked about baby Christians, well, the pastor of the flock, if he's confused, or she, and some cases that I kind of disagree with, if they don't know and they're ignorant, how in the hell they will lead the flock astray? And that's why I brought that up. But anyhow, I've done taken up too much time, and I'm sure glad that you played that clip on Messler. So have a good day, my friend, and talk to you later, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fred. You too. Much appreciated. Thank you for your call. Yeah, Chuck Missler was an interesting figure, and I, you know, like I said about the EMP stuff, didn't agree with everything, but had tremendous admiration and respect, especially for someone who would put out the kinds of things that he put out, and not just him, but, you know, through K House. And I mean, I've spoken about the controversy. I was there and I saw it being darkened by what I would consider, you know, influence from particularly, let's just call it legalistic. To me, it represents, the influence was that of the Judaizers from Galatians chapter 2. Those who secretly were brought, who were brought in secretly to spy out our liberty and bring us back under bondage. That's kind of the cloud that seemed to come over some of the K House stuff, especially, no offense to anybody, but the Koinonia Institute, you know, and all of that symbolism. Holy cow. You know, we're not supposed to make graven images, are we? Maybe I don't understand that right. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
segment of the first hour. Interesting things. You know, it's interesting. I think as curious as what people know, it's curious, you know, what you would expect they know and that they leave out. Or maybe the company they keep. Speaking of Chuck Missler, and I definitely don't want to be critical. That's not my intention. But you know, the CNP discussion, among others, you know, and Council for National Policy, you know, Waleed Shobhat, guys like that, you know, who, why I left jihad, so that I could come out and proselytize that you need to be afraid, be very afraid, and sharpening the tip of the spear, basically, that fomented conflict between political Zionism and political Islam. And for that matter, Philip B. Haney was, I think, really kind of on the razor's edge of that controversy. As I mentioned, you know, when I was talking about his untimely passing, I was curious the things that, you know, so he was mentioning some of the same names that Trevor Aronson was mentioning, for example. And when you hear Trevor Aronson mention some names that, you know, Islamist, blah, 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 the FBI is always not far away, maybe a degree removed, maybe in the car behind the folks who are trying to shoot up the Draw Muhammad contest. What kind of a thing is that? Whoever heard of such a goofy thing? And who cares? Want to do something silly? Have at it. But so the names that Philip B. Haney would mention were not far removed from the names that Trevor Aronson would mention, which were not far removed from the FBI. See what I'm saying? So it's interesting. I don't recall hearing Bill Haney ever talk about that. And so that's a curious oversight. It is, you know, it's possible though. I mean, you've had conversations with people, undoubtedly, I know I have, where speaking of this political Zionism discussion, they just, man, it's like they're impervious to even considering the information. Very curious thing. So our different sorts of ideological bents or predilections seem to prevent us in many ways, and I think bad guys rely on us remaining compartmentalized in that fashion. Anyway, I'll finish that thought and we'll move on when we come back second hour. Coming up right after the short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.